Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and old lang syne?
Hey there, Steve.
Hey there, Dustin. It's me. Steve, just waiting for my balls to drop.
Get it
once
now.
A year, every single year, my balls go back up into my body and I become a young boy again.
Oh, guys, ladies, gents, this is our...
This is what happens for you every New Year's Eve too, right, Dustin?
This is our 2017 special edition New Year's Eve episode. Our cusp of New Year's resolutions. Would you like a cup for those balls, Steve?
Oh, there they go.
They're descending.
Hey there, ladies and gentlemen, it's me, Sweet Steve, back in the microphone talking to you hot.
Hot and bothered. All right. First, before we get too far into this, how was your Christmas, Steve?
My Christmas was fantastic. I always love spending Christmas with friends and family.
Yeah.
And this year we cut the friends out because who cares, right?
Get them out of here. Yeah, we haven't seen you and Jen in so long. Anyways,
neither here nor there.
I know. Staring at your bloody face on my door from your Christmas card.
Wait, you got my Christmas card?
Yeah, the one that you sent to the wrong address finally made its way to me. You sent it to my parents' address. I don't even know why you have my parents' address.
I'm sure Jen couldn't find your address, and so she just looked up your name on, like, the white pages or whatever.
That would be my parents' address, because my wife doesn't want people to know our home address.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, guys and gals. So tonight, wherever you are in the world, Steve and I are going to share with you real quick. We're going to keep this as brief and quick as possible so you guys can get back to the ball drop or whatever your New Year's holiday traditions
Dustin, did your balls drop too? I mean, you sound a little high-pitched as well right now.
Steven, I was born with the most robust dropped balls. Some call me a medical miracle.
I don't think your mom called you that.
Oh, she did, Steve. She did. So we're going to run through some Steve and I's New Year's resolutions.
Oh, wait. First, one thing we want to hit up, a little bit of follow-up here.
Oh, yeah.
We have Follow received an outpouring of love for the idea
was?
Of ghost photos.
An outpouring?
An outpouring. Multiple people contacted me, and a few people contacted the joint account as well. And I just want to say personally, from the bottom of my heart, thank you to everyone, and a special thanks to Silver Cord Photography for posting an awesome photo on their Instagram of Dave Chappelle looking like he was looking for cocaine and asking for ghost photos.
Are we doing a ghost photo?
We have to now.
Alrighty, so we will do these ghost photos.
Let's move on to resolutions. Ghost photos by Valentine's Day. Got it?
I can handle that, yep.
I know you're busy, so I won't try to pressure you into this one so that you lose. And then peanut butter M&Ms, was that what you said?
Yeah.
Can I get Reese's bag. Pieces if I win?
Nope.
Damn it.
Absolutely not. Because peanut butter M&Ms are way better.
Oh, gosh. No, they're not.
Taking them on my flight to Houston.
So let's talk resolutions. Dustin, do you have any resolutions that you're going to be making for this upcoming year? This year that just happened since my balls dropped at the beginning of the episode.
Oh, so, I mean, 2018 is kind of a huge... Corinne and I were actually just talking about it. Fighting, talking, sort of all the same at this point.
No.
Well, it's a pivotal year for us because there's a year of a lot of change. Mm-hmm. We are pushing more into the realm of video. We are pulling back a touch, just a touch, from the wedding photography side of things to balance a little bit with the wedding photography, and also to give my wife a little bit more mom time with our new baby that's coming in March. So I guess I would say my first New Year's resolution is to be more conscious of work-life balance, more so than just my own work-life balance, but also my wife's work-life balance. And so that is sort of my first New Year's resolution.
Good. That is a good resolution.
Yeah. We actually just had a 2-hour conversation about it tonight. Not so much the work-life part of it, but the what life looks like post-baby. It's, mm-hmm. Not that we can really predict it, because unlike you guys, we've never had two kids. So we don't know what emotionally and physically that demands are quite yet.
Well, I mean, it'll be different for you guys because your kids are going to be closer together. Ian's old enough he could help out with Nora when she was born. So
Stephen, what would be first up on your list of New Year's resolutions 2018 edition?
This one might be sad for the listeners out there. I know how much you guys like to hear me go on rants about Instagram, but...
No, we really don't.
My first resolution for this next year is to spend less time on social media. More
what?
Time with my family and more in-person hangouts.
You see this? See this?
What? You just dropped a pen. That wasn't... Drop your mic.
My mic is attached to my desk. Does that mean I'm going to see you more next year?
I hope not.
You just broke the resolution before it began.
I want to hang out with other people. I see you every week on the video chat.
But this is practically social media. This doesn't count.
Damn it.
I want to see you open up that vault of games that you sent me the picture of and break open a couple of those bad boys. Even though I didn't really see any that I personally loved, but...
I'll take you into the Fortress of Solitude if you want sometime.
Only if that means I don't have to go to Elkhart.
Ooh, sorry. Nope. Fortress of Solitude. Gaming Solitude is... Fortress of Solitaire. There we go. Nailed it. Got it in one. I'll go back and edit it in so I get Fortress of Solitaire the first time.
Fortress of Sequence.
Yes, you did see that in the picture. That is correct.
That's the only game I still play.
I know if you listen, you're probably thinking to yourself, Steve is so great at meeting new people, getting it out there. He's a mover and a shaker. He probably talks really well. But if you've ever seen me in real life, you probably know if I come to like a new event, I'm going to be like the person who is... in a corner on his phone most of the time. So I got to push myself. Got to get off social media. Got to start hanging.
Getting in those real life hangouts.
What's your next resolution, Dustin?
Well, I've got a pretty lengthy list of ambitions for next year, but I would say the next big thing that I want to try and accomplish for myself and my family next year is I want to try to get some land next year to build a house on.
Ooh, I like that one. That's nice.
Yeah, I'm a huge planner, and I'm already like thinking 4 years out for my daughter's kindergarten. So I'm already planning like what schools we want her to go to. And
I think that's just called being a parent. Not necessarily a Pete the Planner, just a parent.
No, I don't know. Because, see, that's what I thought, too. And then I've talked to other parents and soon-to-be parents. And my friends, they don't even, when they're, like, making house-buying decisions and thinking, they don't ever think about, like, oh, I need to live in this area of town in order for my kids to go to these schools.
Who the hell are your friends?
Not the most you're my smartest friend. I know that's really scary. But
didn't you go to school with Louis Novak?
Those are college friends, Steve.
Oh, okay.
High school friends and college friends are very different.
You still hang out with high school friends?
Yeah. Yep. Being that I went to college in New York, it's not like there was a plethora of New York friends that moved here to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
I don't hang out with high school friends or college friends, unless you count my brother-in-law, who has friends within high school.
Nope. He sounds terrible.
I mean, you just saw him walking through the background doing shitty stuff. So, yeah. Tonight, he's being kind of terrible. But only because I did it to him earlier when he was podcasting for spoilers. So,
interesting how he had time to podcast earlier, but you didn't. Anyways, moving on. What's on Steve's list?
Steve's list. Next up on my list is I got to learn to fly that drone.
Yeah, so that's actually funny you say that, because that was one of the things on my list as well, was getting drones.
Fly your drone?
Oh, I'm very good at flying my drone, but becoming drone certified.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A licensed drone pilot. Is that on your list or simply learning to fly?
I just put learn to fly on my list.
Keeping the ambitions low. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I turned on a Foo Fighters song and just, jammed for a little while. And then I made my way back home and got on this podcast with you. So
you did fly it?
No, not yet. Oh. That's why it's a New Year's resolution. If I had I wouldn't need to learn to fly it.
So just for the record, so this is in the historic record of Wedding Photo Hangover podcast, episode number 22, the New Year's Eve edition. You have now had this drone for exactly, I want to say, one month. That might be even
less than less. Okay. Up until halfway through the first week of December.
So it's practically January. So we'll say 1 month just because it makes me look better. You've had this beautiful Mavic that I almost bought this week, by the way, for 1 month, and it has the propellers have spun up just to make sure it works.
Yeah.
But it's never left the ground.
That is correct.
Oh my gosh. That's so sad. I feel like that's like having a transformer in your garage, little Bumblebee, and you're like, Bumblebee, I'm so sorry, but you got to stay in the garage. You can't go out there and fight those evil, evil monsters.
What are the evil monsters?
Decepticons. The Decepticons have to find their own people to battle. Because
I'm glad we finally found the pop culture touchstone that Dustin can relate with, and it's Transformers.
Bumblebee, you just, I don't have the time to learn to fly you. Or drive you, in this metaphor.
Yeah, I was going to say, Autobots, roll out. Come on. It's not fly out.
There is the one Decepticon that flies. But anyways, neither here nor there.
That was actually pretty tight in that first movie when he was he was just ripping and those airplanes apart.
It all went downhill after that first movie.
I don't know that it was really on a peak with the first movie. I would say it started down and has kind of stayed flat.
Yeah, what's funny,
it's no Fast and Furious,
is that I was actually thinking about this. The reference with how Transformers went from okay to then kind of like really bad. Was that sort of a similar thing with the Entourage reference when he did the Aquaman movie?
I don't, what are you talking about with references?
Well, like how they had Michael Bay directed the following Aquaman, which is why he dropped out. Michael Bay directed Transformers.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, I digress. Cut that out.
I didn't follow you on that whole Entourage thing you just went on, and I've watched all of Entourage. I like watching douchebags be douchebags, so.
He does the first Aquaman in the show.
Oh, I know.
With James Cameron as the director.
Yes. Oh, gosh. James Cameron, Avatar. Is that where you're going with this? You just wanted to talk about Avatar a little bit?
And he does phenomenal. Like, the movie does really well.
Were you tying this back into learning how to fly? Because in James Cameron's Titanic, Leo gets up on the front and spreads his wings with,
his legs. Name? Yep.
Yeah. And he says, I'm the king of the world. Look at me, Kingy McKing Sauce.
And then turns to Kate and said, hey, I just drank a Fismus when I go into my old car and, Sketch.
Oh, wow. Tonight I'm actually drinking an Alpha Kloss from Three Floyds. That's right, Dustin. I'm back on it. Back on that Three Floyds. Back a great in the bandwagon. Indiana beer for a great Indiana man like me, Steve Van Elk.
Learning to fly a drone, because I would even take that a step back and say just flying the drone, not even learning.
No, I got to learn to fly. I can't. Flying the drone is a one-time experience. Learning to fly takes time. You got to get good at it.
Yeah, but you also got to take it out of the box.
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying just fly the drone.
You're putting, based on one of my favorite Steve Carell movies, I'm going to throw a little reference at you. You're keeping the drone on a pedestal, Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Got to take that drone off the pedestal.
But what Steve Carell movie is that from?
40-Year-Old Virgin.
Who says that line? Is it Steve Carell?
No, it's whoever the person trying to get Steve Carell to lose his virginity is.
So everyone else in the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. My next New Year's resolution actually relates to my photography business. And that would be, I need to do a better job at blogging. Being that I don't have a Jennifer to my Dustin like you do.
I don't have a Jennifer to my Dustin because I would never call myself a Dustin.
A Jennifer to my Steven.
I'm really the Steven to Jennifer because I'm the one who writes the blog posts.
Correct. But you guys work as a team. Whereas
in tandem on a bicycle most of the time.
Corinne just shoots the weddings and the engagement sessions with me and everything else I do. So, I need to do a better job of blogging and getting content out into the world, even just social media stuff. For some reason, this year, I have just fell flat on that stuff.
You need to learn how to fly. I'm proud of you, buddy. My third resolution is I want to take more time this next year to experiment with my photography and videography.
Hmm.
Parentheses, ghost photos.
Dun, dun, dun.
Gotta push myself. Gotta find something new to do.
Gotta
win.
Cool. So yeah, that's Steve and I's New Year's resolutions. To sum it up, Dustin's gonna try to build a house, focus on time management better, and somehow on top of that, squeeze in more social blogging media type stuff. Whereas Steve, take it, Steve.
Steve's going to spend less time on social media, more time hanging out with people in person, and more time with his family. He's going to learn to fly that drone of his.
And Dustin.
I'm going to learn to fly that Dustin of mine, and I'm going to spend more time experimenting with my photography and
with Dustin. Experimenting with
Dustin. And more time experimenting with Dustin.
Oh, there we go.
Let's move on to our next segment, the questions and answers.
Oh, we're skipping this Instagram thing?
That was in the show notes last week. We're skipping it. Not holiday related.
Okay. Sounds good.
Ryan from Facebook group says, I need to totally rebrand this in the new year. I've been chasing high-end clients, and I feel like it's been hurting my business. Feels like I'm straddling the fence between low-end and high-end, and honestly, I like the low-end clients better. How can I reach back out to them?
So essentially, it sounds like he's saying he wants to rebrand to a low-end brand.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm picturing like Ryan, and like let's call the business Ryan Photos. He should like just take the Walmart
font.
Can
we call it Rye?
The Walmart Rye Photos? And just like Ryan and then a little, you know, Walmart dash photos. Boom. Done.
Not good enough. Rye, this is what I think you need to do. Buy a bunch of jean jackets, bedazzle Rye photos on the back, give them out to your three ideal clients, five ideal clients, have them wear them all around town. Then don't give them business cards. Instead, give them whoopee cushions that say Rye Photos and tell them to blow those up and put them under the butts of people who they think would be good clients for you.
And then start a hashtag called, I just got gassed by Rye.
Perfect, Dustin. Perfect.
Hashtag gassy rye.
Oh my gosh. You're going to be rolling in the clients. Rolling.
Especially those gassy low-end ones.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm gassy. I'm low-end.
That you are, Steven. Moving on. Laura from Facebook. Should I spend a bunch of money before midnight on a new gear for my business, or should I save that sweet cheddar cheese money?
Oh, Laura from Facebook groups. I think Dustin would agree with me on this. If you're not bankrupt by the end of the year, you're not running your business right. You got to spend.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, most people get, and I want to have either my accountant or my bookkeeper on this podcast next month or the following month to talk a little bit. It's going to be a whole wedding photo hangover numbers talk. Should be super boring or amazingly interesting, depending on how much you care about that kind of stuff. But most people get a little confused as to when you buy things, they think that's just like a straight deduction from their taxes. And that can be true for some things, but not true for others. So I highly encourage you to talk it over with your CPA or bookkeeper or great-grandmother, whoever does your books or taxes, when making large purchases simply for the sake of tax savings.
So that's a hard no from you on just spend.
Oh, I spend regardless. I mean, you're talking to someone who just bought a new Sony camera and a battery grip for it. And I was almost tempted to buy a new Mavic drone this week if I could just find a good enough deal on one.
Miss that deal, though?
See, I want the Platinum. I got to have just one up from you. I can't just have the same as you.
Flashy.
And I wanted to get it just so I could take a picture and say, hey, look, my Mavic flies.
I wouldn't believe it unless it was a video. You might have just thrown it up in the air.
Yeah, like a Jedi.
Oh my gosh.
Nope, I haven't seen it yet. Moving on.
Drew from Facebook group says, I want to offer a free baby New Year themed shoot to the first baby born in the new year in my area. How can I get this information to expectant mothers and or hospitals?
Where do you find these Facebook groups?
I joined like 35 Facebook groups, and I specifically targeted ones that were less savory.
Glad to know they're good listeners of our podcast. Offering free. So it sounds like Drew from Facebook that you really want to get into newborn and baby toddler photography, which to each their own. I despise that genre.
Does Drew, or does Drew just want, he wants all that marketing, marketing appeal from getting that baby New Year shot? Like when you hear baby born New Year's Day, January 1 at 12:01, you're like, I just want to see the pictures. Give me, right? Every year?
No. So yeah, Drew, to answer your question though, Steve just kind of made me have a light bulb to really, really capitalize on that. On that momentum of free PR, I honestly think you would want to be at the hospital at 12:01 getting the photo of the baby so that when the news in the morning runs that photo with your logo or whatever on it, you would have to be there at the hospital. So
yeah. What is the... Is
so I think you've got to ruin, you've got to throw away your New Year's Eve plans, call up the hospital and say, I'm coming in at 11:45 and
you're going to let me in to that, to the pregnant lady.
And I'm just going to be like walking down the halls and first cry I hear at 12:01, I'm shuffling in this set I made. With streamers and pillows.
Regardless of what the parents want or ask.
Exactly.
For.
Permission aside.
Gotta get it.
I don't care if any other kids are born at 1202. This is only for that 1201 baby.
Oh no, Drew. Oh, there's a baby born at 1201, but it was at the other hospital in your city. Oh.
Yeah, Drew, make sure there's only one hospital in your city, so you're going to have to burn the other one down between now and then.
Whoa. This just took like a Batman Dark Knight level turn. Drew, are you secretly the Joker?
Joke's on you, Drew. Moving on.
That's it.
Oh, okay.
All the questions we have for this week. We're going to be back next week. We have some real questions from our listeners, not just me dragging Facebook for questions like I've been doing for our holiday episodes. So we'll be back next week with a more normal episode, less holiday themed. And we'll be hitting up some, we got some great questions from Jack Wood from Silver Cord Photography. Probably some other people, but I don't feel like scrolling down the list right now. So we'll be getting to the real questions again.
Hey, Steve.
We'll be helpful to people.
Hey, Steve, real quick. What's Stevie V's New Year's resolution look like?
I already did my New Year's resolutions.
New Year's resolution. What is your New Year's Eve plans look like?
I'm going to do the same thing we do every year.
Well, yeah. What's that tradition? What's the Van Elk? You know, you stand at the top of a bridge and you throw glasses off and you jump on a rug.
Yeah, we stand on top of a bridge and we throw glasses at people driving by underneath.
I never said it was a normal tradition.
Yes, we'd like to think that if we can't kill someone on New Year's Eve, that we didn't really end or start the New Year right, end the last year right or start the New Year right. I don't know.
I'm eating a Rice Krispie right now. That might be really bad to listen to.
Crunch, crunch, crunch.
I didn't really think that one. I didn't think that one through very well.
Yeah. But do you feel the snap, the crackle, and the pop in your mouth right now?
It's so good.
Dustin's still chewing. He's trying to talk while he's chewing.
My wife made these peanut butter. They're called peanut butter Buckeye Rice Krispie treats.
My wife made some of those this year too.
Oh yeah, she gave you the recipe. She gave Jen the recipe.
Did she?
How'd they turn out?
Really good.
Yeah, they just really clogged the throat on the way down though. What's the Van Elk tradition?
We don't have a tradition anymore.
All that build up, all for the. We do nothing.
No. When we were kids, we used to, my parents would have like all their friends over to our house when we play Super Nintendo until like midnight. And we watched Robin Hood, the classic Disney Robin Hood animated movie with the fox.
So now that you have two kids, what are you doing this New Year's Eve?
Stay home. We're going to put the kids to bed early and Jen and I will split open a bottle of wine, probably watch some Netflix and then we'll probably just watch the ball drop at midnight together.
Anyways, so what am I doing for New Year's? I'm glad you asked, Steve.
I wasn't going to ask. I don't care. Are you going to be in Texas?
This is the first time in 5 years that we don't have a New Year's Eve wedding. Maybe even 6 years.
No, Jen and I don't have a New Year's Eve wedding this year either. The last 3 years we have. That's why we don't have a tradition anymore.
Right, exactly. So we are starting something new where, I don't know if it's something new. We probably will never do it again. But we're going on vacation this weekend and we're going to go to Texas to visit family. And it's going to be so hot and warm. It's a balmy 40 degrees and snowy there right now. So hooray for global warming.
Sounds great. You going to hit the beach?
It's going to be an awesome vacation. Yeah. My aunt and uncle who are staying with have a pool and we're like, yeah, pool, 40 degrees.
Is it heated?
It's Texas. Why would they have a heated pool? Jesus. It's like saying, is it indoor? It's an indoor pool. Well, all right, listeners, friends, colleagues, family. So glad that you've stuck with us for a fun-filled year of shenanigans, lessons learned, and a little bit of alcohol. And what we and Steve Me and Steve.
Are you just stalling until I read the thing at the end?
No.
Is that what you're doing?
Me and Steve called the wedding photo hangover podcast.
Are you stalling right now, Dustin? Are you vamping?
No, I can.
Are you doing a bit? Is this a bit?
It was until you asked if it was a bit.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wedding Photo Hangover podcast with your host, Dustin and Steve. You can find us on Instagram at Wedding Photo Hangover and on Twitter at WedPickHangover. And last but not least, you can find us on Facebook at Wedding Photo Hangover. If you want to follow Dustin or Steve individually, you can find Dustin on Instagram at Dustin_McKibben. And you can find Steve at Steven Van Elk. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Your head is pounding. Your limbs feel like dead weight. And your entire being is aching for the sweet embrace of death. That's right. Next time, you stay up way too late getting drunk on New Year's Eve.
What?
A big thanks to Noble Hunter for the most beautiful rendition of Auld Lang Syne I've ever heard.
Hey, look, my Mavic flies.